Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Friday. Yeah, going to get you all the way to go home time on a Friday afternoon. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment and step aside to the phones and bring in somebody who's been a friend of the show. I've had the pleasure of knowing Barry Moore, Congressman Barry Moore, for a number of years. We both served in the Alabama State Legislature. He went on to serve in Congress. He serves in what is now the redrawn version called the Alabama 1st Congressional District. It covers a huge swath of ground across South Alabama, basically from the Wiregrass all the way over towards Mobile. And yes, he has been a longtime conservative member of Congress, a member of the Freedom Caucus, and has basically always been, as long as I've known him, a very staunch conservative. He's announced he's not going to run for re-election to the House because he is running for the U.S. Senate in the seat being vacated by our current Senator Tommy Tuberville. So without any further ado, let me quit talking and bring on Congressman Barry Moore. How you doing?
Hey, I am doing fine, Phil. It's great to be on Right Side Radio with you, brother.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate your time. And by the way, I'll say for the audience's benefit, I know you're traveling. You literally just got off a plane getting back from D.C., and you're in the car right now with your lovely wife, so I appreciate you making time for Right Side.
Glad to do it, man. It's always an honor to be with you.
Well, thank you for that. Hey, listen, you and I are both going to be at an event this weekend in Decatur, a vigil to sort of remember and honor the legacy left by Charlie Kirk, who was murdered just a little over a week ago. But you guys had some major floor activity on this today. Tell us what happened today.
Yeah, so we voted on a resolution to honor Charlie Kirk on the floor of Congress. As a matter of fact, it was the next to last vote we had today. And believe it or not, 118 Democrats either voted against the resolution or voted present, Phil. So 50% of that party would not even honor that man.
That's crazy to me. I mean, how hard it is to honor someone who has been murdered. And oh, by the way, it wasn't like you were calling on the world to adhere to all the things that Charlie Kirk stood for. You were just honoring his legacy, right?
Exactly right. It was just honoring the legacy of a man who spoke love and spoke it in a way that, I mean, he had a beautiful mind. We know that. He was brilliant. But he never accosted anybody. He let the people who disagreed with him come to the front. He was a free speech icon of our time and was moving the needle for young people across college campuses where dialogue, honestly, is supposed to be key. Socrates and Aristotle, those guys, they use discussions to educate. And in this time we live in now, it's troubling when you actually have a man who spoke truth in love. He was never unkind to anybody. And they felt that they could not even just memorialize him in a simple resolution. That shows you, my friend, the battle that we are in.
It really does. And I mean, just to clarify, you guys weren't like naming a national holiday in his name. You weren't like trying to change the name of the Capitol building in D.C. to the Charlie Kirk Capitol building. I mean, this was just literally an honorary moment to just memorialize, period. That was it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's troubling to see that the other side could not even in good conscience just push the yes and say, we're going to honor this man. We might not even agree with him. But he was an icon, like I said, he was a bastion of free speech, and he did it in a way that I don't know how anybody could not like Charlie Kirk unless there was an absolute spiritual battle going on because the man spoke truth and love.
Yeah, and I've seen that over and over again. I think, you know, what's a shame is I feel like I have become even more keenly aware of his messaging and his capabilities since his passing. I don't know if you were there or not. Were you at the Alabama Republican dinner in 2018, I think, when he and Candace Owens came and spoke and they were real young?
No, I wasn't there. I met Charlie one time. We hung out a little bit at Mar-a-Lago, but I have friends who are very close to him. So I didn't get to hear him speak that night, but believe you me, over the years I followed him on Instagram along with millions of other people and just loved the way he just took people to task on the issues, but always with facts. And like I said, with a kindness that you don't see in many humans in this world that disagree with other people, even when they attacked him, man, he always spoke in a way that I thought resonated. And honestly, that's how you get 485,000 members of Turning Point on college campuses, because you are moving the needle for the conservative, free thought, free speech, love of America movement.
Well, so let me ask you this. What's the mood been like in D.C.? Because I know what's really interesting is how many people, it turns out, considered Charlie Kirk to be a personal friend who are in what I would call the halls and seats of power. I mean, all the way up to the Oval Office. I mean, what's been the mood in the immediate aftermath, and what are people saying?
Well, I think the initial mood for me, and I think so many people I talk to, even people today and on the elevators in D.C. on the Hill, it was shock, man. There was a deep, deep hurt, and I think because that was a dark day for American history. And so, but what I realized through that is I honestly think that that day of that man's death has moved the needle more than 31 years of his life. If you see, you cannot go through social media feeds and not see Charlie Kirk 7 out of 10 posts. Because, and you didn't, like you said, it was people in seats of power, but it was entertainers. It was professional athletes. It was country music artists. It was President of the United States. It was people from all moves and walks of life that appreciated the man for what he was and what he stood for. And I think now there is a resolve. Obviously, there was shock, there was hurt, there was pain, there was anger. But now there is a resolve, I think, to carry on this man's legacy.
Well, and rightfully so. And we were talking here in the studio off the air. The sense is right now things are kind of like game on. Like, okay, you know what? The idea of all this call for unity, it's hard to be unified when the other side wants to kill you. And it's one thing to reach across the aisle when you can, but on matters of principle that are being obstructed for no other good reason than just the fact that they just want to obstruct, I just sense this kind of movement towards we're just going to get it done now.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I hope that maintains. I was on a college campus last weekend with Brian Hollihan, who's going to be with us Sunday.
Right.
And I was so encouraged by the young people walking up to him saying, hey, I joined Turning Point. Thank you for what you're doing. And so it just, I don't know, man. There's just, not just on the Hill, not just hopefully in the halls of Congress, but in the campuses, of college campuses across this country, young people are seeing that they really took out one of their leaders, one who helped them, moved them along and taught them and educated them about the greatness of the nation, and all that about his faith in Christ. And so I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing. I think there's a level of resolve across the campus and of colleges, like I said, on the Hill in D.C. and in rural America, hopefully big city America, people are waking up. And I love the fact that there are Democrats coming on saying they're leaving the party. They can no longer be a part of what is the evil that would silence free speech and assassinate a man because of political differences.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, man, you and I are going to be together on Sunday. In Decatur, don't know what to expect yet. I was talking to one of our buds that you and I both knew from the House days that has been helping to organize it. But what are you expecting and what kind of message are you bringing?
Well, I'm going to bring a message about what is the legacy and where do we go from here? What do we do as Christians, as people in this country, to fill in where Charlie left off? You know, and I think we all need to become Charlie Kirk. I think we have to step up and be more like him. Nobody can fill his shoes, but you take 100,000 people who are willing to be bold in their faith, be willing to be bold in their love for this country. I think that's the message we need to encourage. We need to tell folks, let's move forward. Let's don't let his legacy die. Let's hold this man as one of the leaders that was assassinated, and let's let him know that he was a Christian martyr. But in fact, he mobilized a movement that cannot be stopped.
Well, that's a perfect message, and I look forward to being there with you. Hey, let me ask you this. We got a few minutes left. All right, so my friend, you have pivoted. You've been in the House now for several years, and you have pivoted to running for the U.S. Senate. Statewide deal, dude. You're having to hit 67 counties now when you campaign. How's things going?
Going well. We're actually on the road. We're headed to North Alabama tonight, but so far so good. You know, Coach, he's got big shoes to fill. He's a conservative guy, but I tell everybody his liberty score, you know, Charlie was big on protecting liberty. He had freedom on the front of his shirt when he was assassinated. Coach is a 91.7, and I'm a 92.4. So we're two conservative guys, and since he's leaving, I felt like, you know what, we got to stay in the fight, man. This country is worth the fight. And so we're traveling. We're going to be all over the state when we're in town, and certainly I've got a lot of people that have volunteered. Senate Conservatives PAC endorsed me. Jim Jordan endorsed me. Senator Daines has endorsed me. So we're going to continue moving the needle, getting the word out. And if people want to know a little bit about us, just go to BarryMoreForAlabama.com, and they can see a little bit about us, learn a little bit more about me, especially if they're from North Alabama and don't know us.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. I mean, you're greatly known because of your campaigns and service in both the State House as well as the Congress down yonder in South Alabama. 67 counties, I'm sure, feels different. You're probably wearing down some tires right now making your rounds around the state. Where all do you plan to be like in the next week or so? Do you know?
Yeah, so I'll be in Fort Payne tomorrow, good part of the day, over towards Athens, Gunnersville, all in North Alabama the next few days and weeks. And so I don't think we were going to fly back to D.C. A week from Monday, but I think since we got the CR done today, I won't have to. And so we're going to continue, brother, just to let people know who we are. And I'm proud of our record. And I tell everybody I was elected in 2020, Phil, but 2020 is perfect hindsight. You can look at the record. You can look at where I voted and how I stood and know that there is no doubt I'm a conservative and all that, the first in the nation to endorse Donald Trump 10 years ago. So we've been in a fight with a man since long before the train left the station, and we're not about to jump off now. We're in this thing. We're in it to win it, and we're going to help the president achieve his agenda to make America great again.
All right. Well, Congressman Barry Moore, we appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you Sunday, and talk to you soon.
God bless you, my friend.
All right. Take care. That was Congressman Barry Moore from Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Yeah, a longtime member of the House Freedom Caucus, a very conservative guy. And I enjoyed serving with him together when we were down in Montgomery together. But he is now running for the U.S. Senate to replace Tommy Tuberville. Got a pretty stout race right there between he and Steve Marshall and Jared Hudson. That's a deep bench, dude. That's a deep bench. In the meantime, we're taking a break. We'll take that break right now. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.